Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzard's Autonomous Zone. It's episode 201, recorded on Friday, August 10th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a game I'm going to talk about by myself. It's called Unspeakable Words. It is yet another Cthulhu Mythos related game, so it's Mythos related. It's a word game, though. Its Mythos relation is tenuous but interesting. It's all about the angles. It's kind of cool in a way. So the game is it's a card game. You're dealt 7 cards each person, and you make words. So it's Scrabble like, let's call it, except it's cards rather than tiles. You make words from your cards. And the cards are very, I took a photo of we're not actually playing a game, but I took a photo of some cards. It's very, every card is, you know, D is for deep one, A is for Azathoth, S is for Shub-Niggurath. You know, they're very, very Cthulhu Mythos related. So you have a hand of 7 cards, and you make a word from those cards. The goal is to get to 100 points without losing all of your Cthulhu Mythos tokens. You start out with 5 Cthulhu pawns. And so there's a tension between gaining points and losing pawns, which is the way the game works and the good thing. So you build a word. And just, let's say, the cards that I just threw in front of me for purposes of this example, I can make the word saw, S-A-W. And words have a point value, letters have a point value. The points are the numbers on the card, and they are determined by the number of angles that the letter includes. So saw, S has 0. So it's worth 0 points because it has 0 angles. A has 5 angles. I don't really understand why a couple of the A curves are considered angles, but it is what it is. S is worth 0, A is worth 5, W is worth 3. So that's an 8-point word. So I score that word. That gives me 8 points. Then I have to roll a sanity check because these are unspeakable words. I have to roll a 20-sided die, and I have to equal or beat that number. So I have to roll, for saw, I have to roll 8 or better. If I do, I'm fine. I keep going. If I don't, I lose a Cthulhu pawn. I have 5 of them at the beginning of the game. If I lose all my Cthulhu pawns, I'm out. Then you draw back up to 7 cards. Game moves around. Everybody does the same thing. The only tricky thing there is that you have to succeed on your sanity. Because in general, even if you lose a sanity roll, you still get the point. Let's say you played a 20. I don't even know how you would do it, but let's say it's possible. Let's say you played a 24 point word. Which is probably possible, because A's have 5, W's. Let's say that you played a more than 20-point word. There's no way you're going to succeed on that sanity check. But as long as that's not your last, as long as you're not winning the game with that, you're allowed to play that. You would play that. You would roll your die. You would lose a Cthulhu pawn, yet you would still gain those points. Of course, if you lost your last Cthulhu die to that, you'd be out of the game. So you wouldn't want to do that. And B, you wouldn't want to do that if that was what you were trying to do to win the game, because you have to succeed on your sanity check to win the game, which is 100 points. So you're keeping track of the points as you go along. So, and that's basically the game. You know, if, some cards that are in front of me, the deep one card, D, that's a 2 point. The W for Wamp is a 3 point. A for Azathoth is a 5 point card. S for Shub-Niggurath is a 0 point, but helps you make words. So that's you go around, you deal back up to 7 cards every time. You don't attack other people. This game is, it's a 2-2-6 player game. I've never played it with that many people. I don't think I've played it beyond 3 or 4 at the most. I'm not even sure. I don't think I've played it beyond 3. But there's not a huge, because there's, in this particular game, it is a fun game. It's an interesting game. It has some optional rules that let you do some interesting things. But, with the basic game, you're not really interfering with other players. You're basically just, you know, it's like Steve Jackson Games has the zombie dice game. You're pushing your luck. You know, you're pushing your luck. You're picking a word, and you're like, I'm going to pick this word that is worth a lot of points, but and I'm going to pick high value points. In general, the way I play is I pick high value words at first. And, you know, if possible, words that are worth more than 20 points. So there's no way I'm going to be able to roll and save my sanity. So I'm going to lose a Cthulhu. Pawn. There we go. I'm going to lose a Cthulhu pawn, but as long as I got the one left. So, you know, as I lose my number of Cthulhu pawns, I'm going to taper down the number, you know, how many points I choose on a particular word, and it would be safer, but you never know for sure. I mean, you could put out a 4 point word and roll a 3, in which case you're going to lose that last pawn and you're going to lose the game. So it is no better or worse between 2 people and 6 people, other than the fact that it takes longer to get around to you, because there's no real interaction between, or there's no real, like, I'm going to try and figure out how to attack the person who's doing the best in the game. You don't really have that option. But it's still a fun game. It is it's one of those, I'm going to risk it all, risk my money, and see if I can move forward type of games. And it's quite fun. So the version of Unspeakable Word, I just looked it up on Amazon. The version of Unspeakable Words that we have is not available, but there are probably updated versions. In fact, there's a deluxe edition that's around $30. It's very much a play with people who don't play, you know, board games type of thing. It definitely helps if you understand the Cthulhu mythos. You can completely play the game without it, but you're just not going to understand any of the nuances of the cards. The card flavor, however, has nothing to do with the game. You could play this game. You know, this game has card flavor has nothing to do with it. Yeah. You're told how many angles are on it. The angles are, you know, have to do with the Hounds of Tyndalos, you know, coming in from the angle corners of our rooms and such. But none of that matters. You know, an S is worth 0 points. An A is worth 5 points. It doesn't matter why. It just is. So, anybody can play this game. It's fun. It's interesting because it's, I got to figure out, you know, it's interesting in the same way that Scrabble is interesting because, you know, you're trying to determine words and such like that. So, I found it a fun game. whether it's two people or six. I've never played it with six, but I played it with two and three for sure. It's worth playing. I enjoy it. You can get it on Amazon for $30. If you could get it for a little bit more, I think that'd be great. Now, if you get it for a little bit less, I think that would be awesome, you know, 25 or so, but it's a fun game. I enjoy Unspeakable Words, and I am glad to own it. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. All my other social media stuff is at that site in the elsewhere column. And it's kenzoid.com, kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye.